Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Culers, sóc el Gerard. Sempre he dit que després del Barça no hi hauria cap altre equip. I així serà.
Aquest dissabte serà el meu últim partit al Camp Nou.
I ja em coneixeu. Tard o d'hora, tornaré. Visca el Barça, sempre.
Hello everyone and welcome to this La Liga Lowdown bonus podcast. We simply had to talk to you guys after the momentous news that one of Spanish football's greatest players, Gerard Piqué, has announced his retirement from the game, and his last match at Camp Nou will be this Saturday against Almeria. I'm joined by Román Darqué from Barcelona and Rory Barlow in Scotland to reflect on the career and legacy of one of the finest centre-backs that Spain has ever produced. 614 Barcelona appearances, 8 leagues, 7 coppas, 6 Supercoppas, 3 Champions Leagues, 3 Supercups, 3 Club World Cups. That's 2 trebles in there. Throw in the World Cup and the Euros too. He has simply won everything. First of all, for you, Román, living in the city, what is your reaction to this momentous news today?
Well, I think it came a bit as a shock because we all knew Piqué's career would probably not last too long, but definitely we didn't expect it to happen just now with a couple of games before the World Cup takes place. You know, I think it caught us all by surprise, similarly to when Messi had to announce that he was leaving, you know, because it all seemed like it was done and dusted, and then suddenly out of nowhere all this communications come up, you know, and they kind of catch you in a weird moment. And for me, it's a bit sad, of course. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Piqué. I've really valued his work at the club and everything he's done for us. But I also understand that many weren't happy with his performances lately. So, I mean, as I said, quite a surprise, quite sad for me. But it's football and, you know, it's part of the process.
And for you, Rory?
Yeah, I think that Román kind of summed that up pretty well. But the first thing I did was I considered it very briefly before I started to work and type very rapidly about Piqué's retirement, was considered booking flights, because it's really gutting to think that I won't see Piqué on a football pitch again. He's one of the players that I've grown up with. Piqué would have been when he started playing, well, when he made his debut for Manchester United, I would have been sort of 8 or so. And then, yeah, through the years, Barcelona, I feel very much like I've lost a piece of reality and a piece of kind of my lifetime that's passing by, and it's a sign of us getting older.
Enough of that. Yeah, the timing does seem strange. Román, I know you talked about the World Cup coming up, and some media leaks have him in the pre-list, and others have said that he's not going to play at all, even if he's asked. What do you make of the timing of it and the way that it's come out almost so out of nowhere? Because he's been playing in the team the last couple of weeks because all the other centre-backs have been injured.
Yeah, I mean, it is surprising. As I said before, the timing is pretty weird for me. I honestly would have liked it to be at the end of the year, in the 31st, where they play against Espanyol at the Camp Nou. And we know that Piqué loves the game against Espanyol. I think that would have been ideal. But of course, it also doesn't make too much sense to wait a month or so till the World Cup finishes and then, you know, play one game and leave. So I guess he kind of thought the sooner the better. He'd received a lot of criticism lately, as we'd said. I think he kind of mentions that in his farewell video. And I think that's also part of the reason. But also lots of things happening in his life, you know. Also the Shakira situation, the divorce they've had, you know. Also considering his form isn't the best of late. He hasn't been really performing. Although, to be fair, I really thought that game against Celta some weeks back, he was really good. He had a great performance there for me. We saw a very good Piqué. But then, of course, came the Inter game, came other games where he really has been under par. And that, of course, has probably affected his confidence too. And he said once himself that if he was ever a problem for the club, he wouldn't hesitate to step aside, you know, and let others take charge. So I think that's kind of accumulation of all these things together. And I guess he thought now that the World Cup's coming and you know, I have other things I want to look into because he's got his own businesses, etc. So I guess that's maybe part of the reasons why he decided to stop now.
Rory, if you wouldn't mind just expanding on those other interests that he's got and will now presumably have a lot more time to pursue. There was also something from Relevo today. He's talking about the Ley del Deporte, which is still going through Parliament at the moment. Talking about the idea that it would prohibit future participation from players who have interest in other businesses, so that could potentially influence the Supercopa de España, for example.
Marca called it the cláusula anti-Piqué in the new Spanish sports law, I believe, when it sort of came out. Yeah, so it essentially prohibits him from having kind of an involvement in any of Spanish football competitions. And Piqué has the Cosmos company, which manages sporting events on the whole. They're in charge of kind of the Davis Cup in tennis. They're heavily involved in that. And they were part of a deal to take the Spanish Super Cup to the Middle East initially. Although I do believe the most recent deal that he doesn't have anything to do with. So I might be wrong on that. I need to fact check that. But yeah, it does prevent him from sort of getting involved with Cosmos. How much of a part did that play in this decision? I mean, cynically, you can say this is the reason, but I think potentially it still has to pass the Senate. It's passed Congress today, so it still has another stage of Spanish law to pass before it comes into place. So I think maybe it plays a portion in it, but yeah, I think this is far more to do with football and where Piqué is at in his life. And you saw in that video as well, he was talking about, I think, of the child that that sort of grew up and had all his dreams for Barcelona and what he would think of the Piqué of now. And I wonder, as much as that, I wonder if it's his own kids and if they kind of see him sitting on the bench and ask him why he's no longer playing, and if that perhaps played a part in it and he just realised that he's getting old. Sorry, back
yeah,
to
that. Yeah, as you say, time. It's a theme tonight, Rory. Time comes to us all, of course. Roman, on the football then, 15 seasons at Barca. This one, of course, hasn't gone the way he would have liked. More talk about his, you know, sacred cow salary and all of these things off the pitch dominating the headlines rather than his performances on it, which, as you touched on, have been, certainly in La Liga, have been impressive still. That's the game you talked about. I think the Inter game was perhaps eye-opening for a lot of people that he simply couldn't play the way that he used to play. Because, of course, in the Barca system, playing so high and so bravely on the ball, he did, of course, lower his salary, didn't he, at the start of last season after Messi left. I remember he scored on the opening day and the chants were Gol del Presidente. So, yeah, I guess my question is, do you agree that the football is still the kind of main reason behind this decision?
Well, I mean, I think it's part of it for sure. As I said before, I think a lot of things are happening in Piqué's life, you know, and I guess it just felt like the right time. But definitely, in terms of the football, he must have really also seen that it's quite difficult to compete against such high level. But at the same time, there's been so many injuries that he's starting to get the opportunity. So at the same time, that makes you think, you know, whether that's really the reason, because now you see that Araujo's still going to be out for a while. We saw that Koundé's having problems. Eric also has his problems now and then. Christensen, etc. So he's really had his chances. His level, as we've been saying, isn't what it used to be. But at the same time, I remember last season when Piqué was also really like put in doubt. You know, we were questioning whether he should still be continuing. And then towards the end of the season, he was probably our best or one of our best defenders, you know. So, I mean, I don't see impossible that Piqué could have recovered a good level, because he'd been on the bench for a long time this season, and it isn't easy, you know, coming from just training and sitting on the bench to having to perform against teams like Inter, Bayern, etc. It's not an easy task, you can ask him. But if he'd given some more continuity, maybe due to those injuries or whatever, maybe he could have recovered a higher level. But it's also true that probably after the World Cup, Araujo would be back, and all the others hopefully will come back in good shape from the World Cup. We'll see what happens, because we've already had problems with the international breaks. But yeah, I mean, definitely his level isn't what it used to be, and that has to be part of the problem and part of the reason why he decided to call it quits.
Yeah. Rory, on that then, we've got only four players in Barca's history who have played more for the club than Gerard Piqué. One of those is Sergio Busquets, and he's also likely to leave at the end of the season. How damaging could this be that two of the captains of the club could be gone by the summer? Do you think that would leave a void that perhaps some fans haven't considered yet?
Potentially, yes. I think, to be honest, I tend to be more on the side of the overarching narrative that's formed around these kind of players now, that perhaps it is time to move on. I was a pretty staunch defender, and not because of him or anything other than his game and what he was playing like last season. I was a defender of Piqué. I thought he was, as Roman said, one of our best defenders, and I thought Sergio Busquets, again, was one of our best midfielders last season. And if you look at other people compared to him, they just weren't performing at the same level. Now, these recent games that Piqué's played, and more recently this season, Busquets, I do think, has dropped his level. I think both of them look slower now, and I think it's not just down to the team's kind of deficiencies. And one of the things that Piqué kind of does, and one of the things that Busquets do, is they condition your side so much at this point in their career that you need to sort of adapt a little bit to them. But if they're not giving you the things that are they're really good at, that Busquets is still really good at, that Piqué is still really good at, then it doesn't make sense to have them in your side. And although Piqué and Busquets are leaders in their own way, I don't think it will leave a huge void. And if anything, I think it will help Barcelona to have other people take on those roles. Because yeah, I think the lack of... Well, Piqué and Busquets have shown that they're part of a group that's been unable to come through the difficult moments of late. And so it's incumbent on the likes of Pedri, the likes of Gavi. I mean, I know they're very young, but there's Lewandowski's on them to drag them through situations where Piqué and Busquets have shown that they can't.
It seems ironic, doesn't it, that perhaps for Xavi to move forward with his own ideas, he'll have to move away from two of the pillars of his own team when he played. Well, that'll do for part one. When we come back, we'll talk plenty more about Piqué and his legacy, his moments, and a couple more of the tributes that have been paid to him today. So join us after this short break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
se besa el escudo. Gol del que se baja el sueldo para que se inscriban los otros dos. Marca Gerard Piqué.
Welcome back to this La Liga Lowdown bonus podcast. We are talking about the retirement of Gerard Piqué, one of the stalwarts of Barcelona for a decade and a half now. I'm delighted to be joined again by Roman Darquer and Rory Barlow. So now let's talk a little bit more positively about the career he had at Barca, his successes, his iconic moments, his memorable goals, things like that. Roman, for you, it's very difficult to pick, especially when the news is still sinking in, but what for you is kind of a standout Piqué moment?
Well, I mean, it's hard to pick a moment because I thought Piqué as a player was a standout guy. As a representative of Barca, we could say, you know, he was at all time defending the club. He was the guy who wouldn't care about saying what he really thought at any given time, whether it was against Madrid, whether it was against FIFA, UEFA, whatever. You know, he's the kind of guy who would come clean, straightforward, and say what he thought. And you see a few players that really follow that pattern. Usually they kind of just have their set speech, you know, they'll give you after every game and say the four or five things that everyone repeats now and then. But Piqué was completely different from them. That for me was something I really valued a lot from him as a player. And going into specific moments, I guess a couple of classics, which would be, of course, La Manita. You know, we'd always seen him showing those five fingers after winning against Real Madrid. Yeah, exactly. 5-0, which was definitely something that caught on really quickly, you know, and you could see everyone doing La Manita. Even here in Barcelona, you know, you'd see people like celebrating those moments with La Manita. And also that classic goal he got at the Bernabeu in that 2-6 win with Pep Guardiola on the bench, where he, you know, showed his shirt, pulling it right down in front of everybody in the Bernabeu was pretty impressive. So, I mean, you know, that's the kind of guy who isn't shy or afraid, and he just steps forward whenever he has to. And for me, in that sense, Piqué was a very special player to us.
Se va Eto'o buscando el centro, Piqué, Casillas, Piqué, golazo de Piqué, golazo del sexto de Piqué. Piqué acaba de hacer una de crack de delantero centro, Piqué acaba de marcar el sexto en el Bernabéu.
Yeah, that goal at the Bernabéu, it was his first La Liga goal for Barça, so not a bad time to get it. What was he doing there? Just tearing forward as his centre-back marauding right into the opposition box. But yeah, sums him up. Rory, how about you?
Yeah, I think that 6-2 goal was part of the Piqué personality that Roman kind of refers to. And Piqué was part of a sort of generation of Barcelona players. I mean, the Xavi and Iniesta, Pujols, they were all there beforehand. But Piqué was part of a Barcelona team that was not afraid to go up against Madrid, to challenge them, to go head-to-head with them when others perhaps... I mean, you can say it was being respectful, but I think Real Madrid do the same right now. I mean, the way that Benzema and Vinicius talk about Barcelona, Piqué was, when he was young, he had that kind of that swagger and that kind of zest to him that he would take Madrid like sort of full on, head on, by the horns. And I think that was something that Barcelona fans loved, the fact that, yeah, when Barcelona were so far up, he wanted to rub it in. He was desperate to get on the score sheet to get it. I think I'm okay to say get it round the Bernabeu, and yeah, I think that was part of the Piqué that sort of brought, I mean, a lot of hatred to him, but brought a lot of fun to Spanish football as well. If you want to look at perhaps a moment that wasn't necessarily, I mean, it ended all in vain, but I remember that Inter goal.
Lionel Messi, Xavi Hernandez slip through, Piqué's onside, Gerard Piqué,
where he sort of takes the ball and then kind of swivels and finishes just to give them hope in the Champions League semi-final. I thought that was, as well, that was pure Piqué sort of backing himself up front in a situation and relying on his technical ability in a way that central defenders before Piqué that we didn't quite see so much. And I'm not saying that we weren't technical central defenders before, but I remember he kind of popularised that kind of raking cross-field ball where he'd pick it up at centre-half and then pick out the opposite winger on the left or right-hand side. That kind of thing was new to me. That was stuff that I hadn't seen before, and that was very exciting. If you want to go for a more recent moment, the one that I probably celebrated most in the last few years, his header against Sevilla in the Copa del Rey, and it was an empty stadium, but...
Antoine Griezmann controla, la pone rescatar al Barça sobre la bocina y mandar al partido a la prórroga. ¡Ojo!
You saw the way he grabbed the camera and screamed into it, and that was a kind of pure PK Presidente moment, as you say.
Yeah, undoubtedly some fantastic moments there. And of course, yeah, that one really did give them hope of winning the Copa in what was a season that generally this was disappointing. That was the one highlight of it, winning that Copa. And of course, that goal was crucial in that run. Yeah, so many memories. And of course, it's interesting you mentioned the fact he was such a kind of new age centre-back. His first partner at Barça was, of course, Carles Puyol, his great friend. And Puyol has put on his social media tonight, "Thanks for everything, Jerry. I'm in shock. It has been very unfair with you. Few have defended the shirt of Barça as you have. I can always say that I played by your side. A privilege. I love you, friend." And from the pure Barça to the raving Madridista, even Sergio Ramos has taken to social media to pay tribute to Gerard Piqué, his, of course, international teammate with whom he had such success alongside. So yeah, adversary and teammate. Ramos said, "Que te quiten lo bailao," which is an Andalus colloquialism, I believe, which means you can't take the dance out of me. You can't take away the fun we had. So lovely words there from both Puyol and Ramos. Any other thoughts on maybe potentially the national team stuff? Obviously, Roman, for you, very, very proud for Spain to win the World Cup. And Piqué was a big part of that, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what takes me to say that Piqué is probably not just Barça's best defender ever, most likely together with Puyol, you could argue, or Koeman or some other, but also possibly in Spain, you know. The debate will be mainly between him and Ramos, which is always going to be there. Obviously, I have to stand on Piqué's side. For me, he was just extra clever player, you know, technically with the ball, you know, bringing it out, control. He had the pace when he was younger. He had the capacity to slide and tackle you at any moment, take the ball off you. I mean, he had quality all over, and now and then he would like to go up, you know, and try and finish. Although in that department, probably Ramos was a bit better. But yeah, I think he was not just important for Barcelona, but also for Spain, you know. And although many people weren't really happy with how he was, he ended up maybe not in the best way, we could say, with many Spanish fans and Spain in general. But I mean, you had to know him, and you had to enjoy him from a club perspective, you know, knowing him better. I mean, that kind of made you value him more as that kind of player. So I think he was great, and winning the World Cup, you know, is definitely an achievement that not many can boast about. And Piqué, you know, as you said before at the beginning, he's won it all. He's won every single important trophy, whether it's national, international, club, national teams, etc. So I mean, this just comes to prove that he's going to be remembered for that, you know, for being an outstanding center back, and he's going to be remembered for his titles, for his wins, for his victories, and all the big moments.
Absolutely. I remember after the 2015 Champions League final in Berlin, when of course Barca sealed the treble, and he planted the Catalan flag into the centre circle. Not sure if that's before or after he cut the net, because he always cut the nets as well, didn't he? That was always a PK trademark. But yeah, that was a kind of a nice photo that I've seen tonight, a really kind of iconic one. Yeah, Rory, final thoughts. But I mean, he's played for a range of managers, hasn't he? The likes of Sir Alex Ferguson, Lucho, Pep Guardiola, of course, who took him back to Barca, winning the treble in his first season. You know, Valverde and Setien, and of course now Xavi himself. What do you think will be the kind of endearing legacy of Piqué?
Yeah, to be honest, I think it's been kind of besmirched a bit by the narrative of recent years, and I think the debate around Piqué, I mean, the way that Catalonia and Spain is politically, and the way that the Madrid media interpreted that, I think, how to put this best, I think it reduced Piqué in a very unfair way, and I think you can disagree or agree with his political sentiments, and he didn't actually really pronounce them, more just kind of asked for general sort of processes. He was the face of Spanish football for a decade, and he was the face of Barcelona for a decade as well. And without Piqué, Spain maybe don't win that World Cup. And I think it's one of the most curious and funny things that, I mean, people used to batter Piqué saying he hates Spain and that he's against Spain and everything, but he played over 100 times for Spain and brought them their most glorious era. And so, yeah, Piqué, I think the noise that surrounds him, it was something that he looked for as well. It's something that he kind of brought on himself because he wasn't afraid to engage and answer what he thought, as Roman says. And that sort of, I think, took away from the discussion about him as a footballer. And if you want to look at him as a footballer and what he achieved, as you just kind of listed, then yeah, Roman has a just claim to call him potentially the best Spanish central defender of all time.
Well, what a way to finish. Fantastic words there. Thank you to Roman and Rory for your fantastic insights and memories there. I'm sure the listeners will have many of their own too. So yeah, Saturday night, Barça Almeria, Camp Nou. Gerard Piqué's final game at home in front of the fans. And I'm sure, despite being whistled in recent weeks, I'm sure the fans will come and recognise his legacy and give him the ovation that he absolutely deserves. So on that note, it's time for us to leave you. But thank you very much again for your thoughts. Thank you for listening. You can catch more reaction at La Liga Lowdown. And you can subscribe to our new Substack, llonline.substack.com, for plenty more where that came from. Thanks again. And gracias, Gerard.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.